Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining me on Central Kentucky Christian Radio, WJMM 99.1 FM. Now, in yesterday's episode, we doubled up on the commands to encourage one another, but this one dealt not only with encouraging us to do right, it included the need for the encouragement in doing right so that we would not become hardened by sin, and we need to do it daily. Regularly. Evidently, the Holy Spirit knew that we'd all need this kind of regular encouragement as our flesh and the world around us can be pretty discouraging and daunting. Check it out at WJMM.com. You can click on the podcast tab and the Love and Lordship links in there, and you'll find today and the previous 2 days. If you want more than that, and we've got plenty more at our ministry website, loveandlordship.com, love and lordship, all spelled out and together, loveandlordship.com. And you can find these and many other videos. It says watch, read, listen. That's what it says. Yeah, watch, read, listen. And so you find videos, articles, and podcasts. And all the articles have scripture texts linked. So you can check and make sure that what I'm sharing is in God's Word, but even more so, you can study for yourself and hold me accountable. Don't just take my word for it. Go in there and find out what the Lord is saying in His Word, what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. So appreciate you doing that. Those have done it. Thanks for the encouragement. And thanks also to those who have contacted me through our email, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. As we launch into today's episode, I would literally say, it's another encourage one another, as it is literally the softer interpretation of our text for this message. However, as with several of these one another's, we're going to find out that, as I mentioned in the brief intro, the Holy Spirit knows that there are times when the encouragement that we need needs to be a little more encouraging. Folks, we all know this. We live in a fallen world and must reside in these bodies of flesh that literally work against God's word and His will, His commands. And yet we have the authority of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit that as we choose by faith, we can overcome the culture and the pull of our own fleshly desires. When we choose not to, we're ignoring that faith. We're ignoring that grace and that power that we've been given. We never are removed from it, but we can grow and mature in Christ and the Spirit to the point where we can overcome the flesh and the culture and the evil principalities and powers in the spiritual realm as well. And we can do it each and every time. You see, a big part of this overcoming is how we one another. As I hope we are finding out when it comes to the various ways that God, in His infinite wisdom, knew we would need to love, cheer on, correct, teach, and bless one another. This is a big part of the loving fellowship of believers known as the church. We have to remember that each and every one another helps us not only grow as to how we administer or apply His love through us to others, but also how we accept it from Him and from others, as it is not always easy or pleasant. Just ask Jesus what His loving obedience cost Him. Today's one another really does take the idea of encourage one another to another level, and one that our loving Father through His Holy Spirit and His Word knew that we would need. I hope, as with all of these, you'll keep in mind as a priority what God knows we need, rather than how we, you and I, think the application of this one another may feel and how we want to live it out our way. We need to move further and further away from the present day affective theology, as Dr. Vody Bachum calls it. And instead of teaching and hearing everything from how it might affect us and how we might feel about it, and then trying to twist it to make it work for ourselves, we must adjust our thinking, our lives, and our relationships to fit God's truth and what He knows that we need. That's how we need to read and apply and teach and disciple others and be done that way ourselves. The only way that we truly grow in his love as we share it with one another is according to his word and by his spirit. I pray this helps us to respond as we should as we look at today's command to spur one another on. Hebrews 10:24 says that literally in the New International Version, and it's a good rendering. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. What's the first thing that you think of when you hear the word spur? I imagine for 99.9% of us, maybe 100, it's horses, right? And the old boots and the spurs, okay? You see, encouragement can come in many forms, as any parent, teacher, or coach will tell you. Some are gentle reminders, and that works. Some are a little more firm as needed, and still others may actually sting or hurt a bit. The point is that we all need encouragement, and it's still encouragement if you're trying to give someone courage to do the right thing. And just as the Lord encourages us in different ways, we are called to graciously and discerningly do so for others and be willing to accept it when they spur us on. We're going to take a deeper look here of one of the slightly more difficult one another's today. In Hebrews 10:24, as I just shared, the writer, under the power of the Holy Spirit, tells us to provoke or spur one another on toward love and good deeds. The word spur here, in some translations, is encourage, which we've heard over and over again, and is very encouraging, right? But it is more often interpreted to stir up, incite, or provoke. These latter interpretations give just a little more kick, pun intended, okay? As we all know from the cowboy movies, that a spur is a bit more than just a light, soft encouragement. The Greek word here implies more than just encourage, as it carries with it the force of those latter words to act in such a way that it causes us to move in the way that we should. Spur or provoke to right action may very well be the best interpretation, and we need to be willing to both give the extra push as well as receive it when needed. The context of this verse was that the writer was encouraging the Hebrew believers, and of course, as always, us today, to stand strong in their faith. And it would take some extra pushes and provocations, spurs, toward love and good deeds to remind us of and help us be solid in our walk of faith. We need each other. And we need to love one another in all the ways that we've been exploring and studying in these commands of scriptures that grow us as disciples and again, together as his church. So don't be afraid when someone gives you the extra spur. And remember, it must always be done in love to keep you, me, us strong in our belief and our faith walk in Christ. Also, don't be afraid to graciously and as needed firmly spur others on to strengthen their faith walk. Do you have someone in your life that spurs you on, that helps you correct or keep on that path in your walk in Christ? Are you spurring others along? We need this so that we will continue in love and good deeds to one another and build up the fellowship of loving believers that is his church. Much like the horse that I mentioned at the beginning, who at times just needs a word, at other times maybe a slight tap or a pat, and yet there are times when what is needed is the spur in the side to prompt them to move in the right direction, to get the job done, to stay on the path. And just like the horse, there are times when I don't respond to the gentle word or the slight tap or the pat and need the spur. And just like the horse, I don't always like to be spurred on. But God's word tells us that we need to do so. I need to be willing to properly receive it when needed by the Lord and from others, and then be willing to gently but firmly apply it when others need to be spurred on, aligned, corrected. Hopefully, we'll both be willing to receive and give it according to God's truth and love. Our action items this time. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me give you some food for thought in line with this. In what ways have you encouraged, have others encouraged you, and it made a positive difference in your life? What about the times you spurned the gentle encouragement, but someone loved you enough to spur you on, and that made all the difference? Are you willing, as needed, to graciously apply the spurs in order to truly instill courage in another? Who was the teacher, the coach, the youth minister that made the greatest impact in your life, and then you remember them for that? They usually were the ones that were not afraid to spur us on when needed. God has called us to do so. May we do it when it is called for, with wisdom, grace, mercy, and love. Here's our action steps now. Almost jumped the gun there a moment ago. Spend time with God and in His Word and prayer and listening to Him every day. Begin with the scriptures in this episode. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Then number three, can you remember a parent, teacher, or coach who spurred you on and it made a huge difference in your life? Maybe you can connect with him if it's not too late. Number four, spend time specifically seeking the Lord and His wisdom whenever there is a need for you to spur on someone in love. Now, as I've shared before, some of these one another's can be pretty tough, and today's is certainly one of those. The key to spurring one another on is that we spend time in God's Word. That's our first action item every day, right? Getting to know Him and love Him as He encourages us perfectly and as needed, even when He has to spur us on, so that we'll be better prepared to lovingly spur others on for their good and His glory, as we often say. Now, we're winding down this series. We've got a few more days, but I pray that we are all growing in how we ultimately are to love others as Christ loves us. That's our goal and our prayer in fulfilling the second greatest command. As we continue with tomorrow's one another, we'll take a look at two more of these commands, and I pray you'll see that as they're tied together, how they impact who we are as Christ Church. Check it out and invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to join us, as always, so they can hear it. Our fundraising month is about over here, and so I want to ask you to go to loveandlordship.com, not only to find the videos and podcasts and articles, or to get our book there, the icon in the middle of the homepage, but click on the Give tab if the Lord is leading you to partner with us. You can do so in a minute or so there, one time or ongoing. All donations are tax deductible, and we greatly appreciate it. If it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you who to give to, and then be obedient there. He will bless you. I promise we do the same thing. You can give mobily, cash.app/$love and lordship, all together and spelled out with both L's capital. That's cash.app/$love and lordship, all spelled out, both L's in love and lordship are capital. You can mail it to Love and Lordship to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. And now stay tuned for my good friend Bill Reeser and Encounter. Great messages and teaching there. And the same thing at 12:45 with Greg Horn and Hope is Here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.